properties of the sea, food webs, and food chains. Plants and animals that live in the open ocean are called pelagic. Pelagic food chains start with tiny plants called phytoplankton. The open ocean is often called the pelagic zone. The pelagic zone is sometimes thought of as a cylinder or column of water that goes from the surface of the sea to near the bottom. Plants and animals that live in this column are called pelagic animals and pelagic plants. Food. Food is the energy that makes life possible for all animals. Plants make food by taking energy from the sun. This is called photosynthesis. The word photo means light, and synthesis means to make things. Plants are sometimes called producers because they produce food with energy from the sun. Pelagic plants always live near the surface of the sea. Animals cannot make food but have to eat either plants or animals to get their energy. Animals are sometimes called consumers. Most pelagic animals don't need to live near the ocean surface because they can get their energy from plants and animals at any depth. Food chains. A food chain is a model of how energy moves from one organism to another in a community. All food chains start with a plant. In the pelagic zone, the most common plant is phytoplankton. The word phyto means plant, and plankton means to wander. Phytoplankton are tiny, single-celled plants, too small to see with the naked eye. However, when they are in high numbers, the seawater looks a green colour. Animals that eat phytoplankton are called herbivores. The most common ocean herbivore is zooplankton. Zooplankton are also microscopic, but exist in huge numbers in the ocean. Another ocean herbivore is krill. Krill is like a tiny shrimp, about 5 centimeters long. They eat mostly phytoplankton and sometimes zooplankton. Krill are a very important food for many larger animals, such as fish, birds, and whales. Here are 3 Antarctic pelagic food chains. Phytoplankton eaten by krill, krill eaten by small fish eaten by penguins, penguins eaten by seals. Number 2, phytoplankton eaten by krill, krill eaten by baleen whale. Number 3, phytoplankton eaten by zooplankton eaten by krill, krill eaten by penguin, penguin eaten by orca whale. Here is one food web combining the 3 food chains above. Phytoplankton can be eaten by zooplankton or krill. Zooplankton can be eaten by krill. Krill can be eaten by small fish or baleen whales. Krill can be eaten by penguins. Small fish can be eaten by penguins. Penguins can be eaten by orca whale or seals. Next step learning, find out about other pelagic fishes and mammals and build 2 food chains of your own. Combine these 2 food chains into a food web.